I'm Luis Proshnov with the University of São Paulo, but I'm moving to IPNI as the program director, IPNI, the International Plant Nutrition Institute in Brazil. My co-authors from Mosaic Company and also some professors from the University of São Paulo. Okay, as an introduction, sulfur is generally applied to commercial crops as sulfate, as you know. And how high amounts of elemental sulfur, though, should be available in the market in the near future, especially from oil sands that were discovered in Canada. Elemental sulfur can become available to plants, but we need to transform it into sulfate. And this is done in the soil by microorganisms. And previous results have shown that elemental sulfur may serve as a fertilizer. So there is a possibility that in some soils, indeed, elemental sulfur becomes more efficient than sulfate in terms of residual effect, most especially in sandy soils where you have a lot of leaching from the sulfate from the top surface soil. And a new fertilizer with elemental was recently developed. We call it the S15, this work. And studies are necessary to better understand the agronomic effectiveness to commercial crops of the elemental sulfur in Brazil contained in this new fertilizer. Okay, we know the agronomic effectiveness of elemental sulfur is a function of most especially the soil, the rate of S that we apply, the granule size of the fertilizer, which is extremely important, and the crop. We know that if you have powder elemental sulfur, the microorganisms will act promptly and you will release and you will oxidize elemental to sulfate. Now here we have a granulated fertilizer, which is the S15, that has 13% of N, 33% of P2O5, and 15% of elemental sulfur, or 15% of sulfur, half as sulfate and half as elemental sulfur. So the questions are, the Brazilian soils lead to elemental sulfur oxidation. Does the elemental sulfur oxidation differ among soils tested? How is the agronomic effectiveness of the elemental sulfur in the granulated form and the S15 that has half and half sulfate and elemental as compared to the standard, which is the sulfate, and how is the residual effect of the elemental and the S15 as compared to the standard source again, which is the sulfate. So in terms of material and methods, phase one was to identify some soils in Brazil with possible response to sulfur. So we collected 20 soil samples, especially from the Cerrado, the savanna in Brazil. And we chemically analyze these soil samples. Of course, I'm not worried about the numbers here. It's just to show you that we did analyze these samples, all of them, for sulfur, pH, organic matter, and so on. And based on this, we chose four soils. And then we went for a greenhouse experiment in which we had four soils, as I said, with very low contents of bioavailable sulfur, less than four, which by our standards is low, very low, and diverse clay content, varying from 12 to 69% of clay content. We had one rate of S for soils A, B, and D, which was 25 milligrams of S per kilo of soil, and we had three rates of S for one specific soil, intermediate clay content, soil C, and these were the rates we used. We had controls, of course, for all the soils. We used three sources of sulfur, that is the granulated elemental sulfur, the S15 that, as I said before, has half of its content as elemental and half as sulfate, and we had ammonium sulfate. And we had five short corn crops in the greenhouse as to follow what was going on with the sulfur and the possible oxidation of the elemental sulfur. All sources of sulfur were applied before the first crop and also before the third crop. So we had some sets of treatments where we applied the source before the first crop And we had some that we did not apply any source of sulfur until the third crop, and that was with the objective of calculating the residual effect, as you will see later on. We had four replicates, 160 pots, and we did some study with the microbiological community in the soils through DGGE, and you'll see some of this later, and the results were dry matter yield, PNS uptake, and we did the analysis by SAS. We calculated the residual, the relative agronomic effectiveness, and also we calculated the residual effect. So just some general photos of the experiment setup. We had to screen all the granules of the fertilizer We had to screen the fertilizers as to have the exact size of the granules in order to weigh correctly. We applied solutions in order to, of course, overcome other nutrients limitations. We had to know exactly where we added the granules of the fertilizers as to collect soil samples for the microbiological studies. That's why we had this plastic stick here. And then we had the experiment in development. So in terms of results, of course, we do not have time to show all the results. We'll just have some slides about some of the results we got. Here's the first corn crop for soil A. So here we have the dry matter yield, we have the S uptake, and we have the P uptake. So when we look at the dry matter yield, again, here these sources were applied before the first crop, and here we had at this crop exactly the same as the control, because the sources will be applied or would be applied just before the third crop. So what happened was that S15 and sulfate did better than the granulated elemental sulfur and the control for this first crop in soil A. And you can see here even a huge difference in terms of S uptake for these two sources as compared to the others and the control. In soil B, it was not so clear for dry matter yield, but for S uptake, you can see these two sources were doing better too. Now, for soil C was the one that we had rates, okay? So we could adjust the models and compare based on the angular coefficient. And again, we have S15 better than sulfate, that better than granulated elemental sulfur. And for soil D, only one rate. And again, you see here S uptake, S15, ammonium sulfate doing better than the rest. So in terms of conclusions for the first crop, there was no agronomic effect of the granulated elemental sulfur. There was better agronomic performance of S15 and ammonium sulfate as related to all other treatments. In general, we found a better agronomic performance of S15 as related to the ammonium sulfate, and data suggests that this is due to the localized effect of P through this P source, because we balance all the nutrients, of course, but the S15 has some P. And we can see this because, you know, in soil A, you don't see much difference between S15 and sulfate. Low clay content in this soil, but when you have a high clay content, what happens? S15 did better than sulfate. In our opinion, this has nothing to do with the sulfate, but with the localized effect of P from the S15. Now, in the second crop, you see even a huge difference here between these two sources and the rest of the treatments, larger than what we saw in the first crop in terms of dry matter yield and S uptake. You can see here the plants, take a look. This is the granulated, this is the control, and S15 and sulfate. This picture is not so good, but this is soil B. You can see the difference too. Now in terms of conclusion for the second crop, no agronomic effect still of the granulated elemental sulfur. Better agronomic effectiveness of S15 and ammonium sulfate as related to all other treatments. But now, in general, a better agronomic performance of ammonium sulfate as related to the S15. And the suspicion here is that because we did still not have a great oxidation of elemental sulfur from the S15. And ammonium sulfate did have a good pool of bioavailable sulfur to the plants in the second crop. Now the third crop, something interesting happened because we applied nutrients again. It was after the winter time, temperatures rose up, and we did have mineralization of organic matter. That's why in general we could not distinguish between the different sources. So now this is the fourth crop, and we started to see now some effect from the granulated elemental sulfur as compared to the control. The S15 doing quite well, and the sulfate doing okay, but not as good as the S15. This is the fourth crop. So the conclusions for crop four, three of the four soils seem to favor a small oxidation of elemental before and or during the fourth corn crop. The performance of the S15 was higher or equal to the ammonium sulfate in soils A, B, and D. And in soil D, there was a small oxidation of sulfur, and this may be due because of the lower performance of the S15 as related to the ammonium sulfate. So the soils do differ in terms of oxidation, as we would expect. Now this is for the fifth crop. We can see again the granulated, now some effect as related to the control, the S15 and the ammonium sulfate. This was before the first crop, and this was before the third crop. So here's some data for soil A, before the first, before the third crop. So we can see some effect from the elemental, S15 doing better than ammonium sulfate. And we did calculate the residual effect of the sources. And this is to compare the residual effect of the S applied before the first crop to the third crop. Compare the residual effect of the S applied before the first crop to the third to the fifth crop as related to the S applied before the third crop to the third to the fifth crop. And I know this seems a little bit confusing, but the goal here is to compare the effectiveness of the S source applied before the first crop as related to the source that we applied before the third crop. So this gives us the idea of the residual effect. And what we could see is that in general, the S15 led to higher residual effect, except in one case. In all other cases, the residual effect was higher for S15 due to the release of elemental sulfur. Conclusions for the crop 5, oxidation of elemental sulfur from granulated before and or during this crop seem to have occurred for all soils now. The performance of the S15 in terms of dry matter yield and S uptake was higher as related to the ammonium sulfate. And the calculation of the residual effect suggests that in open agricultural systems, the S15 in soils with potential oxidation may present higher effectiveness with time due to more adequate release of sulfur to the plants. In terms of microbiological study, I'm not going to go into details, but we can see a clear difference here in the GGGE between this treatment where we applied S15 and the control, and we did further studies in order to understand what kind of bacteria was there. So back to question to finalize. The Brazilian soils do lead to elemental sulfur oxidation, but it does differ among different soils. And the agronomic effectiveness of the granulated elemental sulfur was not good until the fifth crop. It started to be okay in the fifth crop, but the S15 did very well. And the residual effect of the S15 seems to be really better than the sulfate. And with that, I thank you very much for the attention. I don't know if we have time for questions.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, good, thank you. All right.
So the elemental sulfur, it depends very much on its physical properties, how effective that is. You said it was granulated. Can you tell us, did those particles stay solid for quite a while, or did you see if there was any disintegration?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's true. So for the elemental sulfur granulated, you know, we had just elemental sulfur, was kind of a compaction, and you have the granule, right? So the bacteria, it's kind of difficult to get into the granule to oxidize the elemental. Now for the S15, what happens is powder elemental sulfur spread throughout the granule. But still you have a localized effect because you apply the granule there. And yes, we did went through the soil to see what happened with the granule. We could see some disintegration. And one important thing, after the third crop, we had to mix the soil. We try not to disturb the soil, but after the third crop, because so many roots, we kind of mix the soil, which of course helped to disintegrate the granules and make the oxidation of elemental more rapid. Okay, Tom?
Have you looked at the soil? Because oftentimes, if the soil hasn't received elemental sulfur, the thiophilus are sort of low.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. We did analyze these soils for microbiological community before starting the study, and we could see the differences. And, you know, we had some field experiments, too, with other sources of elemental, and what you were saying really shows very clearly in the field. We have, like, 4-year experiment, and when you already have applied elemental sulfur, then it oxidizes much faster. In fact, this may be the reason why soil C did not oxidize so fast, because, you know, the kind of bacteria we had, you know, just took some time to build up on that. Now, the big thing on that, in my opinion, is how I am going to tell the farmer if he needs elemental sulfur oxidizing in the short run, how I am going to assure him that he will have sulfur from elemental in the short run. Because some soils we do, some soils we don't. So, in my opinion, we'll have to develop a quick test in order to say, okay, here we'll have oxidation pretty fast.
How long does it take to grow each one of those corn crops?
That was about 45 days. It was short corn crops. We did a similar study with brachiaria too, you know, which is very handy because you just keep harvesting, but the results are not here. But, you know, just to finalize, really, this elemental sulfur is something really nice because the price is going to go down. There will be so much elemental sulfur in the market. And if we can have a high concentrated pea fertilizer with nitrogen and elemental sulfur that will work, this is a good thing in terms of transportation, especially in a country like Brazil, so big.
So did you look at the drop in pH?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct, because when we have elemental sulfur oxidation, we do have a drop in pH, and it happened in this case. I didn't show the results. It's something that we'll have to monitor with time through liming. In Brazil, we have acidic soils. But, you know, the amount of elemental we will be applying is not so high, so it will be a localized effect, but anyway, we'll have to monitor in our soils. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.